Engaging presentations on the most urgent problem of our day and what you can do about it.
Now, the End Abortion Podcast by Priests for Life.
Battlefield, Soleimani, al-Baghdadi, ISIS, brought to justice. Moving America's embassy to Jerusalem, a new era of strength and solidarity with our ally Israel. Negotiating a historic peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Securing our border. Miles of new border wall being built. Illegal immigration dropped to the lowest point in a decade. Tackling the coronavirus head on. Banning travel from China. Mobilizing government, business, and the American people to manufacture masks, ventilators, and medical supplies. And launching Operation Warp Speed. An unprecedented effort to develop a vaccine to eradicate the coronavirus from the face of the earth in record time. President Trump has accomplished more for the American people in 4 years than any other president in history. And in his second term, he will lead America to even greater heights, draining the swamp, rebuilding the economy, bringing back millions of jobs, creating 10 million new jobs in 10 months. New opportunities for all Americans, not just those at the top. Lowering drug costs. Expanding access to high-quality health care for every American family. Defending America's police. Restoring law and order to our cities. Stopping illegal immigration and protecting American families. And ending America's reliance on China once and for all. Bringing back jobs and factories, making medicine and products in America again. President Trump will rebuild America's infrastructure, renew hope and our entrepreneurial spirit for a new generation, and restore the American dream. It won't be easy, never pretty. The swamp will continue to fight him every step of the way. But under President Trump, our families will thrive, our incomes will rise, our communities will be kept safe. Our factories will flourish. Our flag will fly high. Our country will soar. And we will make America great again.
Are you inspired by that? I certainly am. Thank you, brothers and sisters, for joining me tonight. I'm Father Frank Pavone, National Director of Priests for Life. That's inspiring. Any one of those accomplishments that was just so beautifully and graphically summarized in that video, I would like to ask those who voted Democrat in this election, you show me what is wrong with that. That there, those accomplishments. And that's why I want to invite you during these nights to pray with me in reparation. You know, reparation is when somebody does damage, somebody does something evil, we try to repair it a little bit. We try to repair it a little bit in union with God, with God's grace, rooted in His word, in His truth, try to bring some goodness into the world where other people brought evil. Now, that video shows us that we, in this election of 2020, have been at a crossroads in America. Another 4 years of that kind of accomplishment, that kind of success. And when you talk about bringing a country together, you bring a country together based on successes like he has achieved, President Trump has. Another term of that kind of progress, and America would have gotten to a point of strength like we've never been at in our entire history, and definitively turning a corner away from establishment corrupt politics. Definitively turning a corner of empowering the American people like never before, transforming our courts, our public policies, strengthening like never before our economy, our religious liberty, our military, our borders, our ingenuity, our small businesses, our freedom, our trade agreements. You saw it. You saw it right there. How anyone can think that any of those accomplishments is something to be ashamed of or something that is leading us in the wrong direction, how can that be? I was talking with some people today about, somebody was saying, Father Frank, we're offended if you use the word stupid to describe people. And, I come on these programs with the greatest respect for everybody, including those that disagree with us. And some people say, but Father, you shouldn't call people stupid. And when you look at this, you look at those accomplishments, okay, show me a single one of them that is bad for us. And yet there are people out there saying that these things should be ignored, forgotten, undone, dismantled, reversed. President Trump is bad. He's a threat. He's a threat to democracy. He's a threat to our country. He's the worst president we ever had. I'm sorry, but those kind of assertions, in the light of these kinds of accomplishments, deserves the word stupid. Again, I'm not trying to be a bad guy or insult anybody. I'm just saying, you look at these things. You cannot say, you saw the picture there of Pelosi and Schumer. Not only should they not be in public office, they should not have anything more to say to any of the American people for the rest of their lives, because they don't know how to govern. Their party is incapable and unwilling of governing us, of leading us. You can't say, they can't say, they can't, that this direction that President Trump has led this country is the wrong direction, or a bad direction, or a weak direction, or an undesirable direction, or a harmful direction, or a threat to democracy, or a threat to the Constitution, or that he deserves to be impeached, or deserves to be removed from office. After that, are we serious? My friends, I'm sorry, but there's no other way to describe it than you've got to be mentally ill not to recognize this kind of greatness, this kind of achievement. Sorry, but that's the way it is. He has made America great again. So we're at a crossroads. We've been at a crossroads here in this election. Do we definitively go in the direction of that kind of progress, that kind of success, that kind of growth, that kind of triumph? Or do we tear it all down? Throw it all away? What do I mean by praying in reparation? Why are we doing these evenings of prayer? Because, friends, we've got some of our fellow citizens who have done us a great disservice. And the great disservice that they have done to us is to vote against this president. The great disservice that they have done to us. It's offensive that they have voted against that kind of progress, that kind of blessing for America, that kind of achievement, that kind of vision, that kind of leadership. People have actually voted against that. No, that cannot be tolerated. That cannot be in any way justified. So we want to pray tonight, and we want to ask that God forgive those that voted against this man, this president, these policies. I want to ask, actually, that God shield us from the punishment that comes from rejecting. And maybe these are blessings that you saw. These are blessings. There's not a single supporter of Biden across this country that can refute this kind of progress. Not a single one. And again, any of them that don't recognize those kinds of accomplishments, they are blind. Blind. They are blind. And so we want to pray against that blindness, and we want to pray. Okay. Those who voted for Democrats, they should be on their knees right now begging for forgiveness. There should be tears in their eyes for what they've done to America. There should be tears in their eyes. You know how in the scripture it talks about repentance, and you know, God says, repent in sackcloth and ashes. There should be ashes covering their bodies right now. Should be pounding their breasts in repentance. They should be lifting up their hands saying, Lord, have mercy on me, and please, Lord God, change my vote. Because now I see that I've done evil to this country. Oh, yes. Oh, boy, they should be ashamed of themselves. And I know that you're convinced of that, so many of you, maybe with just a handful of exceptions. You're convinced of that, and I thank you for that. And some people call me and you, they call us bad people. We're so mean when we talk this way. Or we're so hateful, we're so racist. That's the kind of garbage that the left always tries to smear us with. You mean? See, they don't even know the difference between good and evil. They don't know great leadership when it's staring them in the face. They're blind, and they call us mean. The beautiful accomplishments there for our security, our military, our economy, our families, our religion, peace in the world, our relationship with Israel, medicine, drug prices, health care, the beautiful accomplishments that we could have chosen again. They didn't have to be all this controversy in this election. We could have chosen again. And instead, we have tens of millions of people who voted for crap. Instead of voting for all those beautiful things, we've got tens of millions of citizens that voted for crap. And we should be distressed by that. We should be saddened by that. We should be angry at that, and we should be in prayer here now, which is what we're going to do just for a few moments. I'm not going to keep you long tonight. We should be praying in reparation for that. And then, you know, we try to speak the truth. We try to speak our mind. And we're told to shut up. Oh, you're making people feel bad. Oh, you're inciting people to violence. Oh, you're being mean. Oh, you shouldn't be calling people names. Listen, you and I care about this country. And we care about the kind of progress that was made by this courageous man, who already, as that beautiful little video clip showed, and maybe we'll show it again at the end. Let's show it again at the end here. That he had everything. He had fame and fortune and success. He could have just, you know, relaxed and enjoyed himself for the rest of his life. But no, he decided to deal with the crap that the Democrat Party and the fake news media, the deep state, and I will add, because I am a priest, the deep church, God forgive those clergy that support the Democrats. Shame on them. They should retire from ministry tonight never show their face again in a church or in a pulpit or behind these collars. Never again. I'm so angry with them. They're a bunch of false prophets. They don't know the leadership if it hit them in the face. Neither religious leadership nor civic leadership. We've got them. We've got the clergy. We've got clergy talking about me too. Oh, no, Father Frank, you know, he's doing harm in the church by being like this. No, they're the ones doing harm by supporting a party that hates America. And you know, and we talk about these things. We talk about these things. And all people some people can do, not most of you, because I see by your comments that we're all on the same side. We're on the side of America. We're on the side of this great president. But I am just day by day more and more astonished at how some people, even who fundamentally agree with us, are more concerned about, you know, oh, well, Father Frank, you know, but you can't be angry in the midst of all of this. Now, come on now. What? What did you say? I don't know what's going on here, but we've got an awful lot of people that are very, very, very in a very, very deep sleep. Very, very deep sleep. We got to wake them up. My gosh. It's unbelievable. We are at an unbelievable moment in our history. I mean, this is common sense. You saw the video. People have lost their ability to think. They've lost their ability to speak. They've certainly lost their ability to lead. They've lost their ability to feel. You know, it's important that we feel. We feel the importance of this moment. It's important that we can feel the joy, the success, the triumph of all these accomplishments of President Trump. And it's important that we can feel the disappointment, the distress that we should be feeling. Now, it's not the same as discouragement. And some of you were saying, you know, I'm trying not to be depressed. No need to be discouraged, brothers and sisters. We should feel distressed, disappointed, and angry, yes. But that's no need to be discouraged. We are on the right side, and that's the side of God. And there's plenty that we can do, and we do still have the resiliency of the American system of politics and the proper way of protesting peacefully and lawfully, making our voices heard, making our votes heard. This is not the time to walk away from elections. It's the time to engage it even more. But I want to pray with you now. I just want to pray for a few minutes, take off my hat to pray. Just in reparation. Reparation. Somebody else has done damage, and we ask God, you know, let us bring some good into the situation instead. I want to pray in reparation particularly for those citizens that voted Democrat, because they've done damage. This is not just a matter of a difference of opinion. This is not just a matter of, oh, well, you know, people vote the way that they prefer to vote. Of course they do. And we defend the freedom of the vote. But what a mistake. We have the right to say that too. And damage has been done. They voted for a load of garbage. They voted for leaders who can't lead, who have no vision. They voted for the worst candidate in American history, Biden, basement Biden. Let's pray. Father, we come to you tonight. We know what makes America great. We know about our rights, our freedoms, our opportunities in this country. We know about the blessings that you've bestowed upon this land. We can see, Lord, before our very eyes, the accomplishments that President Trump has brought us in so many different arenas. And yet, Lord, we know that so many of our fellow citizens, they have voted for garbage. And Lord, we are sorry about that. We mourn and grieve over that because it's wrong. They've brought evil upon themselves and their children and their grandchildren. They've brought evil upon the very people that they love, voting in such a deluded, deceived, erroneous, harmful, dangerous way. My Lord, where has common sense gone? Where's it gone, Lord? Who took it away from us? Where has it gone? We read this in Psalm number 1. Happy the man who follows not the counsel of the wicked, nor walks in the way of sinners, nor sits in the company of the insolent, but delights in the law of the Lord and meditates on his law day and night. He is like a tree planted near running water that yields its fruit in due season and whose leaves never fade. Whatever he does prospers. Not so the wicked, not so. They are like chaff which the wind drives away. Therefore, in judgment, the wicked shall not stand, nor shall sinners in the assembly of the just. For the Lord watches over the way of the just, but the way of the wicked vanishes. Lord, we pray for your protection at this hour when too many people have looked to bring our nation in the wrong direction, who voted for people who would destroy the right to life of innocent babies in the womb, who would put America last instead of putting America first, who would get us into ridiculous arrangements like the Paris Climate Accord that has nothing to do with being concerned about the climate and everything to do with destroying American economy. Disastrous. Yes, the word is stupid. Paris Climate Accord is a stupid thing to get into. So is the Trans-Pacific Partnership and so many other things. The Democrats have embraced and they want to embrace again. Lord, they can't see straight. God, they can't think straight. They can't add one and one together and get two. They can't do it. They know nothing about what is good for this country. They've fallen for lies. They have fallen into deep deception, and they've even deceived their neighbors. And Lord God, there are even some that dress like I do because they're clergy, and they have led people along to think. And we ask your forgiveness if they've led even one person to think that it's better to vote for the Democrat. God, if there are any clergy out there that have done that, Lord, we ask you, keep them on the path, Lord, get them on the path, Lord, of goodness. Stop making them to be such a curse to the rest of us. They're a curse. They're a curse. Lord, they're a curse. We ask you to bring some goodness into this nation, thanks to our prayers, thanks to our convictions, thanks to our love for you and our love for this country and our love for freedom. There is a psalm, my friends, of repentance. I feel the need to pray this psalm together with you. And, you know, it asks for forgiveness for our sins. And we know that we're all guilty of sin. Nobody is sinless. And we pray. But in praying for the forgiveness of our sins, and I'm not just talking about ourselves personally. Let's pray this psalm here now, praying for the forgiveness of the sins of the nation. And in particular, again, in reparation for those who voted Democrat in this election, because they have betrayed us, betrayed our church, our nation, our freedom, our children, our economy, our military, our veterans, our unborn. They've betrayed our religious freedom, our security. They've betrayed it all. Not that they meant to necessarily, because in a lot of these cases, it's a matter of, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. Let's pray this psalm of forgiveness. Have mercy on me, O God, in your goodness. In the greatness of your compassion, blot out my offense. O wash me more and more from my guilt and cleanse me from my sin. For I acknowledge my offense. My sin is before me always. Against you, you alone, have I sinned. What is evil in your sight I have done, that you may be justified when you give sentence and be without reproach when you judge. O see, in guilt I was born, a sinner was I conceived. Behold, you are pleased with sincerity of heart. In my inmost being, teach me wisdom. Cleanse me of sin with hyssop, that I may be purified. Wash me, I shall be whiter than snow. Let me hear the sounds of joy and gladness, that the bones you have crushed may revive. Turn away your face from my sins and blot out all my guilt. A clean heart create for me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit within me. Do not cast me out from your presence, nor deprive me of your Holy Spirit. Give me back the joy of your salvation, and a willing spirit sustain in me. I will teach transgressors your ways, and sinners shall return to you. Free me from blood guilt, O God, my saving God, and then my tongue shall revel in your justice. O Lord, open my lips, and my mouth shall declare your praise. For you are not pleased with sacrifices. Should I offer a holocaust, you would not accept it. My sacrifice, O God, is a contrite spirit, a humbled, contrite heart you will not spurn. Be bountiful, O Lord, to Zion in your kindness by rebuilding the walls of Jerusalem. Then you will be pleased with lawful sacrifices, holocausts, and burnt offerings shall I offer upon your altar. Amen. Thank you for the beautiful comments. We need these prayers so much right now. One of you is saying perfect psalm. Another one is saying, tell me where you're praying from. I see Macon, Georgia there. I saw someone from Australia. Thank you for joining us from all around the country. People from all of the 50 states and from other countries. I'm especially encouraged when, you know, we see our brothers and sisters in the international arena coming, praying with us from other countries, because they know that our President Trump has been a blessing to other countries as well. You know, the America First doctrine is not a doctrine of arrogance. It's not a doctrine of isolation. America First is not an attitude that excludes other nations or looks down on other nations at all. No, we believe that when we are governing America in such a way that we put our interests first, that we then are in a better position to help the other countries, to help our brothers and sisters around the world to secure peace and to bring the whole world in the right direction. We've got the right leader right at this moment as we're sitting here. We've got the right leader in America, and his name is President Donald Trump. And brothers and sisters, thank you for spending a few moments praying with me in the way that we have prayed, and continuing to ask God to continue to bless this president. Are you ready for Trump 2.0? That's what we're about to have. And you know what that means? Whether he has a second term or not is not even the issue when I say that. What it means is that the 75 million plus people who voted for him are going to be more determined than ever now going into this, what I call Trump 2.0. We're going to be more determined than ever to to make America great. And he said it the other day, and I want you to receive his words. He said, Patriots, we're only at the beginning of our effort to make America great again. We're going to look at that video again. I want you to take just the full inspiration from it. We know what to do. We're going to educate ourselves even better and those around us in what these accomplishments represent. We're going to work with our legislators and other elected officials to make sure we defend the good that President Trump has accomplished. But in order to defend it, we've got to know about it. We've got to tell other people about it. We're going to use our voice. We're going to write op-eds. We're going to speak out to our neighbors. We're going to talk to our children. We're going to speak out in our schools and churches. We're going to speak out on social media. We're going to insist on fair access to get our message out. We're going to come out and we're going to have peaceful demonstrations and rallies and marches and protests. Oh, yeah. This is Trump 2.0 now. And he will be working with us, whether in the White House or not. He will be side by side with us. Mark my words. The other side is making a really big mistake, thinking that they're going to be able to put him off to the sidelines or into the shadows or make people forget about him. Very big mistake. Very big mistake. Because that's not going to happen. That's not going to happen. He's not going to be hidden, forgotten. He's going to be fighting right there alongside of us to make America great again. Thank you for your commitment in doing that. Sign up, if you would, my friends, at prolifemaga.com. Special website I've set up to identify those patriots, those Americans, those believers that are ready to work side by side with me, with my team, and with alongside of our president and everybody else. You know, there's even way more than 75 million. 75 million votes were cast for him, but there's way more than that. People who were not able to vote for one reason or another, who strongly support him, advocate for him, because we're advocating for America. We're advocating for America. Let me say one more word, you know. Some people wonder, oh, how come Father Frank is so mean? He's talking so mean. He's using the word stupid to refer to some people. I'll tell you what. You got people who they'll try to criticize us by saying, oh, well, you know, you're making President Trump into an idol, or you know, worshiping him. Boy, these people, they really are stupid when they say that. They really are. There's no other word for it. And making him into, you know, it's like, again, they're so blind to true leadership that it's like a rebuke to them when anybody honors and celebrates true leadership. That's all we're doing here. President Trump is a disciple of Jesus Christ, and he's a sinner like we are, but he's a leader. He's a leader. We support him. He's going to support us. He's going to fight with us and for us always. And when people can't distinguish that from worshiping a God or sacrificing to a God on an altar, well, then that just deserves the word stupid. It really does. They can't recognize true leadership when it's standing right in front of them. Thank you, patriots. Thank you, MAGA supporters. Go to prolifemaga.com today. Sign up. Let me know who you are. I know many of you by name and here on the comments and social media, but let me know more about who you are and how we can work together in the weeks and months ahead. We are not letting go of this vision. I'm going to show you that video again now. I want you really to rejoice in spirit with me about it. We're not going to let go of this vision of an America that is free and strong and pro-life and pro-family and pro-religious freedom, America first. We are going to hold on to this vision. We are going to proclaim this vision. We are going to defend this vision. We don't care who says what or who thinks what or who wants to downgrade us or degrade us or criticize us, try to silence us. No way. We are moving forward with peace and joy in our hearts and determination in our wills, clarity in our minds. We know who we are. We know where we're going. We know what to do. And we're going to fight for these principles and these accomplishments and this president who has brought us here. God bless you, patriots. May the Lord fill you with his grace and his spirit in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let's enjoy this video once again. God bless President Trump and God bless America.
It's one of the great American success stories. A builder who left his mark on skylines around the world. A businessman with an extraordinary ability to communicate directly with the American people. A leader who grew tired of politicians, leading our country down a road to ruin. He didn't do it for money or power or fame. He had all that. He did it because of his love for our great country.
And we will make America great again.
Donald J. Trump beat the odds, smashed the establishment, and won the presidency for the American people.
Donald Trump has defeated Hillary Clinton to become president-elect.
Hillary Clinton has called Donald Trump to concede the race.
It has been a stunning night. It has been a historic night.
Washington, D.C., the establishment is terrified. And they should be. They were all of them wrong, making this one of the greatest upsets in American political history.
Immediately upon taking office, President Trump changed things. But change threatened the establishment, and the establishment fought back. Democrat obstruction, phony investigations, the dishonest media, an incredible 92% of stories are negative. No president has seen anything like it. Despite everything they threw at him, President Trump delivered for the American people, and he delivered like never before. Building the strongest economy in American history, 7 million new jobs, the lowest ever unemployment for Black and Hispanic Americans, ending the Biden era of lopsided trade deals that sent our factories overseas, passing the historic USMCA, taking on China, winning the trade war, protecting and strengthening Medicare and Social Security, lowering the cost of insulin, delivering the first real drop in drug prices in 50 years, restoring our military, fixing the VA, bringing our troops home, and taking the world's deadliest terrorists off the battlefield. Soleimani, al-Baghdadi, ISIS, brought to justice. Moving America's embassy to Jerusalem, a new era of strength and solidarity with our ally Israel. Negotiating a historic peace deal between Israel and the United Arab Emirates. Securing our border, miles of new border wall being built. Illegal immigration dropped to the lowest point in a decade. Tackling the coronavirus head on. Banning travel from China. Mobilizing government, business, and the American people to manufacture masks, ventilators, and medical supplies. And launching Operation Warp Speed, an unprecedented effort to develop a vaccine to eradicate the coronavirus from the face of the earth in record time. President Trump has accomplished more for the American people in 4 years than any other president in history. And in his second term, he will lead America to even greater heights, draining the swamp, rebuilding the economy, bringing back millions of jobs, creating 10 million new jobs in 10 months, new opportunities for all Americans, not just those at the top, lowering drug costs, expanding access to high-quality health care for every American family, defending America's police, restoring law and order to our cities, stopping illegal immigration and protecting American families, and ending America's reliance on China once and for all. Bringing back jobs and factories, making medicine and products in America again. President Trump will rebuild America's infrastructure, renew hope and our entrepreneurial spirit for a new generation, and restore the American dream. It won't be easy, never pretty. The swamp will continue to fight him every step of the way. But under President Trump, our families will thrive. Our incomes will rise. Our communities will be kept safe. Our factories will flourish. Our flag will fly high. Our country will soar. And we will make America great again.
This has been the End Abortion Podcast. To learn more, to help end abortion, and to connect with us on social media, visit endabortion.net.